Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you for joining us today. Fran, Sean, thank you for joining us yet again.
You're welcome.
You're staples of the show.
Hey, Guardians.
Yeah. Glad to have you here. Yeah. We have some stuff to talk about today. Bungie put out the weekly update, a little bit more focused on community. We're going to talk about Iron Banner a little bit, the 320 Ghost, and we're going to talk about that PvE expansion that's coming that will focus on increasing your light level and kind of reminisce. We've talked about it before, but we didn't really discuss it last episode.
Yeah,
people
were
like, your light level's going up. Oh my God, we have to talk about it. So maybe we should start there.
Mm-hmm.
So catching everybody up, there is going to be a significant expansion later this year and a full Destiny sequel in 2017. We talked about the full sequel last episode, but we didn't talk about the large expansion later this year, which will feature a significant light increase, a bunch of new gear to earn and equip, and new challenges for PvE players seeking some fun experiences and replayability.
And you're talking about the spring update.
Yes.
Yeah. That was the surprising part, as they said, well, as there was last year, there was two updates within the year, Prison of Elders, and then later, of course, was the Taken King.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like there is some parallel to that. So there's another spring update, and the surprising part was, like light level gear. We didn't really know if we were going to get anything before the next big update at the end of the year.
So I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Every time there's been a light level increase with a content drop, there's been a raid, right? Like, for instance, there wasn't a light level increase for House of Wolves. Am I wrong? Am I remembering that right? Or did we go from 32 to 34?
No, there was
34?
A light. No, yeah, exactly. You just nailed it. So, yeah, you wished that there was a raid.
I was going to infer that because there's a light level increase that there's going to be a raid, but that doesn't appear to be the case.
No,
I don't think so.
There's not going to be a raid in the spring. I'm sorry.
Not in the spring.
I mean, we don't know that. I just don't think. No way. The pace of development, like, that's, if they got a raid, they're saving it, which obviously there will be a raid.
So we have three raids right now, right? I think that last update, that'll be the fourth. That'll be a nice round number of raids for your Destiny 1.
Good old round number of raids.
Yeah.
That's my focus. Four raids. That's what I pay for. I don't want an uneven number of raids.
Five?
Four of them.
I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to just, like, make a really good one, final one. I think it'll be on Mars. I still hope for that, but we'll see what happens. The significant light level increase, is it going to be like the 600 light level?
No.
I don't think it'll be that much. Maybe 400.
That's was very significant their word? Did they say significant?
Yes, they said significant. I think 400.
I don't think so, actually, personally.
That's 80 points. It's
but
not
I don't know.
High.
It's so weird living in the new light level world. So, you know, obviously, so the light level could just change and maybe they stay at 40, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason. But I would think there would be some actual, like, level changes as well.
Actual experience-based level changes. Yeah. So like the new Max is 42 or 44 or
exactly. That's what I was thinking. Is okay. It was like 42, and then like I actually originally I thought they were going to do a quick 330 light adjustment, like something just.
You had said that before. 330 was on the horizon. A while ago.
I thought like why wouldn't you could just tell like you ran out of the ability to get to 320. Yeah. Now we see we've been suffering. Like everybody's been trapped for the most part at 318 to 320 without the bond or the. Actually, some people still have trouble with the helmet.
So you guys think they're going to increase the level as well as the light level?
No, I don't know that. I just blurted that out. But I mean, I guess let's answer the first question. How significant do we think the light level will be?
I think so it's 320 right now, right?
Yep.
400.
But yeah, what is
significant?
It,
that's a significant amount.
Yeah, and it really comes down to what it relates to, right?
If I'm being more conservative, 360.
Yeah.
You know? And then 400 for the last big expansion.
Yeah, I think there will be
another four round number.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to speculate right now on what the light level would be. I don't like why is the question. Like, what does it need to be?
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but now that I think more about it, I do think your level will change because that's always part of the grind, right? Yeah. Is the new gear. You want the new gear?
And that's what I'm trying to like relate it to is like what I thought of a significant light level upgrade during Taken King would have been from like when you end the Taken King campaign stuff and you're just hitting max level, you're probably at around 225 or 230 light. Mm-hmm. And then it's from 230 light or whatever to 280 where you become raid ready. Mm-hmm. So that's a significant chunk to me. So if we're extrapolating, mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's probably going to be like a 50 or 60 point light increase.
Yeah, actually, you make
which puts it right in line with Destin's.
You do make a good point. Yeah, like go 400.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a valid point. Like, why would it be a small jump?
Yeah, probably 360 for the spring one, and then 400 for the final one. That's just my guess. Hopefully the spring update also does something with those old raids. We keep talking about all this amazing old content they haven't done anything with. Still haven't fixed the Nightfall. That needs to be addressed. It'd be great to see all that fixed in the spring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done the Nightfall twice. Exactly twice since the Taken King has come out.
I did it once and I'm like,
not a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean,
I tried the second one, the worst one, and it was just like, this is ridiculous.
I did it once and I got no rewards and I was like, well, this was a massive waste of time. And then I read online, like, everyone hates the Nightfall and then so I was like, okay, well, I shouldn't be doing it. And then I read somewhere again online months later that they adjusted the rewards and were like,
yeah,
it's better now. And
not,
so I went and did it again, still got no rewards. Was like, nope, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they actually had increased. They gave the number or something. It was like a 15% type jump, you know? Like when I read it, I remember, I was like, that seems small, but maybe sometimes those small changes really.
Nightfall used to be a guaranteed exotic, basically.
But no, I think, no, that's not true. But it was
pretty close.
No, it was a guaranteed exotic.
Yeah. No,
wasn't it like
it
once
was,
a week you could
would,
get an exotic?
It was
you would
top
probably
tier
get,
drop no matter what. And
no,
then
sometimes
and then
you
with
just
the,
got coins with, or, you know, whatever. That did happen.
Not your one. Like,
yeah, it did. I know it did because I wanted a legendary or exotic sometimes and you just got, you know, coins or whatever.
When
maybe
I first,
I'm misremembering.
But you also remember you would play three of them at once, like in a row.
Exactly.
And probably in your memory you ended up getting like a legendary exotic every time. Mm-hmm. But you played three things to get it, which is like a 30% chance.
I would consistently get something great when the light level was 30, like right at the beginning. Every time you did the Nightfall, it was good stuff, you know, and now it's kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, the light level, I mean, what is it, like, what's it there for? What's it change is what I think is worth discussing.
I don't really care anymore.
Well, but there's, what I'm getting at is I think, okay, they'll have something like Prison of Elders or strike-based stuff. Who knows? Maybe it's story-based stuff even. I mean.
I hope it is.
It's going to be something replayable, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Prison of Elders.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
it
mean,
could be.
The Taken King version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'll be the exact same thing because Prison of Elders wore out pretty fast. Mm-hmm. But
dude, the but whole... I've always, I've run this idea by people a lot. What if it was Prison of Elders except every round is a different boss fight from like the raids? Like, wouldn't that be cool?
Maybe.
I think that would be awesome.
Well,
because
as long
the
as
only
they
point
also
of the only
were modified, like randomized.
Right.
You know?
Well, the reason everyone, I mean, the reason people didn't like really catch on to Prison of Elders is because like the first four or five rounds are nonsense. Like you don't get anything from them or do like achieve anything by doing them. You just do it so that you can get to Skolas.
Yeah.
But, like, think if every one of those was a cool boss fight.
Yeah.
Like, what if, you know, round one, Aetheon, round two, Crota, round three.
That would
be like,
interesting. Well, that's kind of what they did in the Dreadnought, right?
Yeah.
Where you go, you put in your rune, and you fight a boss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Court of Oryx. Yeah. Exactly. Like, the Court of Oryx was more of, like, an arcade fix, let's call it, for Prison of Elders. You just kind of had to grind out. But then the problem with Court of Oryx is, yeah, you're in the same room. It's so tiny. And really, like, yeah, I don't know. There's only so much that those bosses are doing.
It's but not, I mean, that challenging.
Yeah, but I do agree with you, Sean, like, to just have a lot more more challenging, bossy-type fights, but more randomized was what I was getting at.
Let me adjust the statement I just said. Court of Oryx is plenty hard because of other people, but if you're playing with your own people, it's really easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, after you get to the right level.
Have you ever tried Court of Oryx with, like, a bunch of randoms?
Sometimes
people are,
really
like, picking
bad.
Up the sword and, like,
yeah.
not going
knowing
after,
what to do.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Because they have no reason
Crota.
To play that raid.
Yeah. You know? They're like, what yeah. am I doing with this sword? Like, I'm just going to attack these creeps. I'm like, you're supposed to hit the boss with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the whole light level increase thing, I don't know. I don't really care anymore because, like, it happens so often now. I'm like, why am I even going to get on the struggle bus to 320? It's not going to matter when the new content comes out. I'm going to be able to buy stuff at the vendor that's probably better. There's going to be easier ways to get to 320 once this new update comes out. So, like, I'm happy around 310, 314.
Yeah,
I don't, like, strive to be that max light level
so
anymore.
I strive, but not to get to the max, because the difference between 318, 319, and 320 is just vanity. Right? Like, mm-hmm. you're no more or less effective. So, like, my two characters are both 319, and I don't really care to keep going back every week to make sure I get.
Yeah.
When it was Vault of Glass, the difference between 28 and 30 was huge.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, those were levels, though. Yeah, not light levels. Exactly.
Yeah.
Light level is more granular. And
yeah, and it's kind of a problem with the game. I don't know that there's less of a desire to go back.
It's funny. I don't have a
vanity. That's the only reason why you would continue, you know?
Yeah, but it's funny. I don't have a problem with the light level. Maybe what you're getting at is the reward for getting 320 isn't there.
It's like, not there.
So I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, I finally did it other than screenshot. I agree with that.
Yeah.
And you're right. When you hit, like, a level, like 40, you know, there was reward for that. You could do things. You could get access to things. So, yeah, maybe they just need to fix that. But I also would hate to have a situation where the grind is so crazy that it's still a situation where whatever, imagine you get whatever, the chaperone for being 320. You know, it's like... Mm. Probably for the grind that's in place to get to 320 right now, that is not worth it.
It's the infusion mechanic.
Like, meaning it's right now, it's almost a lose-lose situation, because if you try to give someone a reward for 320, they're going to be mad that it's not good enough because the grind is so large. And so there's no reward that you could give people, I think, that it would be actually worth it.
What if it's just aesthetic, like all gold shimmering armor or
something? What if it's just a year two Gallahorn?
Okay, yeah, I'm
still
on
that. They already said they wouldn't do that. So
actually,
and that's a bummer to me.
Yeah, you do make a good point. If it's like a sweet, emblem as well as like shader, but really cool, like your 320, or even a bond or something, or a cape.
Something
or whatever,
that really makes you stand
out. That stands
out,
yeah.
Like you have a halo around your head and a beam of sunlight follows you everywhere you go. Something crazy, you know, that player's like, oh my God, that guy's a 320. Yeah.
Deej actually will play with you anytime you request him. That's your reward.
You get his personal cell and
text.
He has to play with you.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But maybe just to finish that thought, yeah, I mean, I think sort of the obvious thing that's coming, right, is a Prison Elders-esque type setup, whether it's that challenge mode or just something co-op. But the point is, you're going to have to be a level to fight those enemies, to beat some boss, I believe. And of course, that's going to affect the light levels and trials and banner, but that you're going to want all that gear that drops from there. So it is, you know, it's raid-esque. I believe that's what will happen. I don't believe it'll be a raid, but that's usually what their solution has been, right? Come up with just a cool PvE mode and drop some gear, but, you know, you have to be the light level to face off someone like Skolos. But let's hope another Skolos doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That was not fun.
It was not.
It was not fun.
Not at the outset.
No.
No. Now
once
it's
fixed,
fun to go back now and wreck him.
Well, even in, like, even after just they fixed the whole burn thing on that fight and made
but
it
still.
Work the way. Well, that's fun. It's supposed to be fun.
No, it was too brutal still,
I
man.
Did it on
and
stream
you,
with...
Yeah. A couple
people,
Titans.
Friends.
Who did
yeah.
I do it
something.
With? Was it Brian Malkowitz and Sydney?
I think like, so. It was Sydney and somebody else.
Yeah, well, like, they're good players, but that's not my A-plus crew. And we did it, and we tried it once, failed, and we were like, oh, wait, we can totally
but
do
I bet
this.
You had a tight.
And then we got it again.
We got to
talk
about just, some of this other
so
news, guys. Let's kind of loop in the fact that Iron Banner is coming back and the 320 Ghost that we're getting. Uh-huh. That was a good way to get people to play Crimson Doubles last week. Did you guys get to try out Crimson Doubles?
I tried it, yes.
Yeah, it was okay.
Funny how that went. I realized once they realized that they screwed up the drop rate and they had to... speculate that
once they said 320 Ghost, I'm like, all right, I'll do my seven matches.
Oh, no, I was going to do it, but meaning they fixed it to be like, you know what? It's not dropping right. We don't want everybody to be mad. You'll get it after seven matches. I don't know how they came up with that number, but...
You'll get it. It'll be in your postmaster eventually.
But it's funny. Once I started playing, I was like, about 10, you know, I jumped in at 10 matches, 15 maybe. But I was like, I don't want to play this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather play Trials.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me that, thank goodness, it turned into what it did. Because, like, I probably would have grinded out forever and all you get is that ghost. That's just not rewarding, you know. To me, it illustrated the problem. Like, they're going to introduce, like, basically it's like a Trials, you know, round without the high-stakes reward and high-stakes gameplay, and then all you maybe get is a ghost. So.
Oh, man, it was fun to use Thorn again, though.
Yeah,
I saw you doing that, like... But I guess that's the new meta. People are using
people
Thorn.
It was
still
Thorn
use
and Last
Thorn
Word, man.
No, but I know...
You would have been happy.
No, I know, but like...
I love Thorn. The Thorn Last Word era. Our favorite era.
Yeah,
Last Word is an era still.
I still said... Yeah, I said that... I've always said that I think that Destiny has never been more balanced when it was just Thorn and Last Word. I've said that. And then, you know, they did the hand cannon nerf, and they nerfed Thorn specifically and Last Word specifically. Mm-hmm. And so... I guess I was just surprised to see Thorn make a comeback. Last Word makes a little bit of sense because there's a year two version. Like, I can't wrap my head around how a year one version of Thorn is still... Because that dot doesn't do much. It just annoys people.
It doesn't do a lot of damage. It's three hits and you're dead.
Yeah, it's because of the light level, Sean. That's the thing. Like, you think about the damage level on the weapon.
Yeah.
But your light level affects it so much that reality is...
It didn't increase in doubles, though. It didn't in Crimson Double. So it was like two headshots and you're dead or three body shots and
you're dead. I'm sorry, but that's what I was... Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I guess
it was all
normalized.
Even
Steven in there.
So,
yeah,
that's why people could use that weapon.
But people, I even see them use it in, you know, rounds where you can still use it. It's
yeah, you
annoyance.
Can use it in every mode except for Trials, Iron Banner, and, so the
no,
Iron
I'm
Banner...
I see people still use it. Like, you can. It's probably not the best, if you're really trapped in a gunfight, but that poison effect is still really annoying. I mean, I wouldn't recommend it, but...
Yeah, not for something like where your light level matters.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about Iron Banner? It's Clash again. That's good. We're getting a sniper. That might make me go to level 3. We'll see.
That Waylorn's March, I believe. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
That is the sniper name. I know the names are so hard to remember, and then there were all of year one's names to remember.
Yeah.
Effort
that's
spear.
Good because I need a good sniper. Like, I don't have a great sniper for PvP yet.
I really like the extrasolar one from Dead Orbit because it's closest to, what was it, Praetus, the sniper rifle from year one raid? Praetus Revenge, I believe.
Revenge.
Like, I'm using, I don't even know how to pronounce it, but I believe it's called Irene.
Yeah, the Irene.
Yeah, RR4 or whatever, R44, and it's okay.
Gunsmith, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, it's pretty good. It has unflinching on it, which is... what you want for PvP.
The one everybody uses is the one from the Vanguard vendor.
You mean Thousand Yard Stare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's one shot. Oh, you rezzed him? He's dead again.
Oh,
yeah.
Thousand Yard Stare.
See, I've never been, like, that high-impact sniper guy, like, who can one-shot people on rez. I don't need a sniper that does that, because I always played with Praetus Revenge before, where, like, I relied on shooting people twice, but high fire rate.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's some people that can do that.
Like, I just bit the bullet and, like, okay, I won't be able to one-shot someone who's rezzing, but, like, I'm not a great sniper anyway, so... Yeah.
But in Trials, you know, the people who can do that, I mean, it is incredibly valuable.
Totally.
You always want that one person on your team who can rez snipe.
Just a quick Trials anecdote. Back on Widow's Court, way back ago, I played with two of these dudes. I'm forgetting their names now. One of them is Orbs, but the other guy is super good. And both me and Orbs died, like, right off the bat. And then this one guy, he was running around the map in circles, you know, just trying to, like, get away from the people. And he's like, if I can make it up to just, like, that staircase area, I'll
just
be able to win.
Castle
and he got up there, and he got 12 kills.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they kept rezzing.
They kept rezzing each other.
He just put him down.
And he just kept sniping him, and he won the round.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I was like, I couldn't believe it. So he not only did he win.
It's a sight to see, man.
Yeah, not only did he win a 3v1, but he won a 3v1. Four times, and then we won the round. And I was like, this guy's the best player I've ever played
with. It's amazing, though. Yeah, like, as a res sniper, once you get a body, that's what you can pull off.
And you have the high
ground. You're sort of crippled.
And that's a really protected area. We call that the Sandcastle.
It's fun.
Yeah.
So but anyway, I'm happy Iron Banner's coming back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Iron Banner's a lot of fun. Like anytime you have a like more of a reason to run with a crew, I think it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I actually enjoyed the Clash version of it, so I'm glad they're going back to that.
Yeah, I like both Clash and Control, but I think everybody's happy with that. Rift got mixed reviews.
Yeah.
I liked Rift.
But no, we did that poll. I had done a poll that week, and it was like 25-30%. You know, so it was a higher number than I originally expected because the vocal folks were really just mad that it wasn't Control ultimately. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, there were a lot of people that turned around and were like, yeah, it was fun to play a new mode, experience something new. And I will say I have a better appreciation for Rift. That was the upside. But if you played alone, most people were like,
not could. Great.
Most people said that. Some people said they loved it. So, you know, to each their own. Potato.
The final big piece of news is about Bungie's going to be doing some more live streaming.
Yeah.
So they
want to do more of a weekly thing.
Yeah, weekly thing. Interesting.
Good idea. No, yeah, we're the first person to ever do anything weekly.
I'm kind of glad and excited. It'll give us more to talk about on the show. Yeah. But some of the quotes that were important from the update were, we thrive on a healthy relationship with our community. I think that's them saying to the community, hey, guys, like we read Reddit. We know you're upset. We want to have more of a dialogue with you. And this is how we're addressing that problem. You know.
Yeah, I think it's part of that. I guarantee that they've talked about doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. But like everyone, you're really busy, and you know they're talking about how like finding a spot in the studio. It's funny. Yeah. I was like seeing IGN all over again. Like obviously, yeah. Bungie makes like way more money than IGN, but seeing that they struggle with space in the office and the video crew, right, has to find a corner. If you're watching, you know where we're at now. It's this tiny little brick room that used to be a storage closet. but that's kind of what you have to do. So I appreciate it. That you know, that's how much they care as well. You know, they're finding the space. They're going to make this weekly effort just to hang out and play with the fans.
Yeah.
So I think it'll just be good because it's a, you know, again, their goal, like you're saying, yeah, it's just to keep it open dialogue, even if they're just listening, because that's a huge part of it. Now they can do it on stream, and I think a lot of people will want to come in and just say something.
And like, and if you even, they're going to have like streamers on, and people that have never played certain events in Destiny will be on the stream, they said. And
can't wait for the Fireteam chat.
Yeah. You see a lot of companies doing this, like Hearthstone right now. They're reaching out to the community to figure out what to do with their card-based game, and Bungie's kind of taking a note or a page out of their book and doing something great for the community.
Yep.
I'm happy to see it. They also said, our plan is to put on a show of some variety every week. Most streams will be casual hangouts, and they kind of did something like that earlier where they were experimenting with, like, okay, let's walk around Mars with a guy who designed Mars and talk about like why we did it this way and some of the challenges. And I listen to some of those. Those are for like the hardcore fans, you know. But for me, it was super interesting to hear about their design philosophies with each area.
Yeah. I think that's smart, though. Yeah, it's an easy win. Like you just described it. Like just whatever. For the next SLR, bring out the designer just to talk a little bit about how they designed the stuff. Like I think you'll get a good crowd there and it. And yeah, it feels like, well, they are talking to us and that they're listening. And that's what's important because lately everyone feels like they're not listening, that they don't hear you. That's like a common thing everyone says. It's like they do hear you, but because they don't acknowledge it, it becomes this problem, you know?
They have a process. Like they can't just respond to everybody. They have to respond in mass and they have to be careful about what they say because if they say the wrong thing, they're going to get torn apart by the community.
Yeah, and you know? At the end of the day, they're a public company, and you know, that's just how it works. If they say something that affects the stocks, then Activision's mad, you know.
Yeah.
But this, I think this is a good approach. Keep it simple. Some basic Q&A with the fans over stuff like you were talking about, a tour of the tower.
Definitely. Streaming's beginning in March. You're going to have something to look forward to real soon. They said, maybe we'll even throw some studio leadership on the couch to talk more about that roadmap. Mm-hmm. Watch this space for your invitations to tune in. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. They're saying, like, you know, maybe they're going to get Pete out there to talk about, like, what their plans are for the future of the product and stuff like that.
Well, they've always done their reveal, you know, in a live stream of the bigger stuff. So I think they're just kind of, it's both. Like, they'll already be doing it, and then one of the weeks it's going to be the bigger version.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's building, quite honestly, towards that.
Emily.
So.
Sean, you've been pretty quiet. How do you feel about this?
I mean, time will tell, right? Like, it sounds cool in theory, but, like, they do a weekly update already, which is, like, their primary means of kind of getting information to and from the community. And I think that's cool, and it works just fine. Like, to me, there's no, like, there's no there's no real reason that I can see why video becomes a better product other than that it's just like more FaceTime for your people and more community engagement, which is good, which are good things. But it's like what I really want from those updates is new information, new stuff. And it's like if that's not what it's going to be, which it may or may not be, then I'm kind of not all that interested.
Like if something major is happening and they do like a planet tour, you're going to be like, I don't care about this. What about this huge thing that's happening?
You're
right
also
now?
Talking, like me personally, I'm not a big, like, I don't watch streams. Like I don't go to Twitch on my own and just watch people play games. Like it's not of great interest to me. Like when I consume media, it's because there's a particular a reason for it, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's probably the time, you know? Yeah. Some people do. They just want to hang out and watch streamers.
Oh, yeah. And
you're
that's
more
the thing.
The type,
is like,
yeah, you want very specific.
I understand why people watch it, but
like,
not
I'll
all
watch
of us
something
have that
time. For entertainment, and I totally get that people watch Twitch streamers for entertainment, but to me, that's not entertaining.
Sure.
Like, I'm not going to, even if I'm a huge fan of you or love your work, I'm not going to go watch you play Halo
because
I'd rather just go play Halo.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
You know?
That's why I don't watch sports, by the way. So.
Oh, okay.
Similar experience.
See, sports is different for me. Because
you play so many
college,
sports.
I love it so much.
I could.
You could.
I like playing sports anyway. Different discussion.
Yeah, but I mean, it's that same thing. Like, to each their own, you can watch whatever you want if it's entertaining to you. But for me personally, watching people play video games is not entertaining.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go watch Twitch.
Live stream Sean.
So no, I'm just saying. So if someone is going to, if anyone, not even just Bungie, is going to have a live stream and they want to entice someone like me to come watch it, then you got to give me a reason other than just like, let's talk and hang out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think actually it's the opposite of that, which is, I think when it is big, they're going to promise and they'll let you know that you should be there to something big. But the opposite effect would be that they're starting to say some things that were in there that now like don't make it in the weekly update. And I start feeling like now I have to watch this like hour long thing.
Well, I'm going to have to
make sure you don't miss,
have
like,
to
news.
Tell our news team what was the news out of the stream.
Well,
for
hopefully
the day.
We get someone great from the community who wants to watch and participate with us and catch all the details as well.
Of course.
I mean, I'd love to watch them, but every week it starts to add up. You know, so.
Stan HCA.
Adding 50, 60 hours a week to watching these things just to catch. That's what I mean. A few details.
Catch one
thing,
that's maybe.
I already play the game for whatever.
How long do you think these streams are going to be?
Probably an hour. NetherRealm has a fantastic stream. They don't do it all the time. They do it when there's a cool topic to talk about, or like there's a big competition going on. I really enjoy their product.
Yeah.
You know, because like they show off Leatherface or Bo Wright Show. They don't show everything, so you still have stuff when the game launches. But
those
show
are
you
more
enough.
Reveal events. The Hangout stream. Totally. Honestly, it's a great idea, and like it's not for you, Sean, but it's for a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
Totally.
And I think that's smart, but really, please don't put stuff in there that like I have to like crawl through, you know, Reddit and the stream itself to figure it out that it missed.
Yeah.
Meaning that always put a digest of information in the weekly update. Mm-hmm. Even if you did the stream after it, you know, put it in next week's update. Hey, if you missed it on the stream, this was the important stuff. Mm-hmm. Because I'm gonna be mad if you know you're making me watch an hour long stream just to figure something out.
Yeah, Reddit will figure it out for you.
I hate listening to stuff for like a half hour just to like hear some detail. Oh wait,
that's why this show is. That's why this show is a half an hour. I don't like an hour. I like keeping it to the point.
Yeah.
You guys know why I like it at half an hour.
It's been good, especially now in the downtime. But there's a ton of people we know that, you know, you'd listen for an hour or more.
Yeah.
But I hear that a lot.
We do that on special episodes.
Yeah, there's like so many great podcasts and shows out there as well. You know, Planet Destiny, Crucible Radio.
Unlocked,
and,
Beyond.
Yeah, and ours. I meant on Destiny, of course. It wasn't a plug.
Yeah.
But the point is to listen to all that's a lot. I do hear that the upside of the 30-minute show is like this is like an easy one to either knock out right away and move on to the like really longer conversations or, you know, in between those. Yeah. So I like that.
You got another Destiny show, the Bungie show.
That's
apparently.
Right. You got to add that to the roster now. So, man, competition is fierce.
Yeah. Well, we have actually come to the end of this episode of Fireteam Chat. Guys, is there anything you want to plug, Fran?
If you're watching the show, I'm wearing the Fireteam Chat shirt today. You can buy that at go.ign.com/store. And as always, please get into the comments. We still haven't solved that problem. There's just a lot of like you still play this game nonsense.
I've been hopping in a little bit more in the comments when I publish
a video. I mean, we need
to
do it more too.
It's
a battle. Like the first thing you hear in there is like, I can't believe you're part of this community and like you should die in a fire. Why would you play a game? You know, like
that's what I'm going to leave today.
Exactly.
Just Fran, to Fran.
Exactly. Yeah. But I do. I am passionate about it. It's just across all gaming. I won't go off on this rant too far. I promise.
It's strange.
People love to judge other people for their choices, mm-hmm. and especially in gaming, and that you don't have the right to enjoy this game. And, like, really, all we're doing, if you're listening and hate the game, because I know some of you watch this and are waiting for this moment, like, we play with our friends, we're just hanging out, and at its core, it's got really great mechanics.
You know, issues
and the grind, I agree with. It's mm-hmm. not for everybody, but, like, to say that it's not a good game to enjoy with friends is just silly. You know, it's not a bad game.
You know why this started? Because Jose and me and a few other people around the office would stand there and talk about Destiny. I'm like, we've been talking about this for like an hour.
Yeah.
Like, I got to go back to work. And then we're like, well, maybe we should do a show.
Let's make it
maybe
work.
Maybe we should make it our work.
Yeah. But anyway, legitimately, get into the comments. And also, too, if you're on, you know, anywhere where you can review the show, please drop us a note if you like it or not. And that's it.
Finnegan, there's a game really close to Bungie's heart, Halo 5. And you just did a commentary about Andy's dorm.
Yeah, we did a really cool Let's Play. This guy,
oh,
Cujo,
that thing's cool.
Yeah, this guy, Cujo, recreated.
Space Cuj, 0 space O.
Yeah, he recreated a dorm room, which I guess we're now hearing
we
is.
We think it might be the Toy Story college dorm of Andy.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
We don't know that for sure. I haven't seen Toy Story 2, so I don't know that for sure. Or maybe I have, but it was a long time ago.
I have.
Can't
Toy Story
2
is awesome.
It.
When I looked at it, I didn't have that thought, but maybe.
Yeah, anyway. Well, that's what I said. So I at no point did I ever think that was the case.
But it's a dorm, and it's awesome.
Yeah, so we did we did a Let's Play, but he recreated an entire dorm, and you're tiny in it. You're running around like on the floor and climbing shelves and
in a mini
bed
fridge
and stuff and like the
lights. But
the
for those of us who
that.
Don't play a ton of Halo 5, why is that special that you were able to do this?
Well, it just shows, it demonstrates the power of the Forge tool. Like, Forge is a thing that's really, is Forge is a thing that's built into Halo 5, and it's free to use, and it allows you all sorts of different types of creativity and level building, like, abilities and capacities. And this is just a really great shining example of, like, what you can actually do that is just super unique and really cool. And it's funny because, like, there's, you know, it has all the trappings of a Warzone map. Like, it's got vehicles, but because the room is a giant room and the vehicles are regular size, they're toys. Like, they pretend to be toys on the ground and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's really amazing.
Yeah, and you can play in this map, right?
Yeah, and you can play in the map, and what's awesome is, like, it's perfectly designed in that, like, so for instance, there's a bunk bed, right? And there's this ladder, like, as on
you
bunk beds
jump
are.
It.
Yeah, like, you can climb the ladder just by jumping over and over again and, like, walking up it as this tiny little Spartan, and it's super cool. It's
we
real
put
fun.
A video of it up?
Yeah, check out
the there's
commentary.
A Let's Play up. Yeah, there's a commentary that me and James Duggan did, so check that out. Mm-hmm. And then I've just been playing a lot of Halo recently, so if you're into that, add me up, Shot by Finnegan on XBL, and then just follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Shot by Finnegan, and check out what I'm doing.
That sounds awesome.
I'm playing
guys.
Some Division this weekend.
Yeah, I'm playing Division today and this
open
weekend.
Beta, y'all.
Really excited. Yeah.
So, yeah. Destin, are you streaming it at all this weekend?
I might be streaming twitch.tv/TheDestin channel. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend's sick, so I might have to take care of her instead. Oh. Priorities.
Yeah. You know. I may as well, but it'll probably be The Division. I think people are
you may
tired.
Have to take care of his girlfriend
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. No,
whoa,
no.
What?
I may be streaming as well, yeah. I've been streaming a lot of Trials lately because that's always fun to, like, watch people go to the Lighthouse. But I probably want to play a lot more Division.
Oh, that game's good.
Yeah, but see, I also don't want to play too much that, like, you know, the game's almost out, mm-hmm. that you have to do it all over again. But
it has, like, one hook in me. It's not like Destiny where it's, like, all-consuming, but it's got those same sort of, you know, things that Destiny had. And I'm mm-hmm. like, ooh, I could really get addicted to this.
It's going to be interesting.
I'm a little wary of the third-person thing.
Yeah, try it out. Try it out this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going
take
to
a break from Halo for a match.
It's not Destiny though, you know. And I think everybody thought it was going to be or something because of just the style of grind and shooter. But the reality is, it's very much a Rainbow Six type game, and that's what it was intended to be. It's mm-hmm. just in this really cool, more open world with this. You know, it does have the exotics and the purple, so to speak. The weapon drops.
There's a Reddit rumor that Riker's Island's going to be the raid, and that's really exciting. It's totally rumor, but that would be great.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, that's for another show. Right. Guys, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. And until next time,
Guardians out.
I was a little late on that one.
Late on that one. I forgot.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it,
Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Linsky.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.